Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I love you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to the Most High God. What an awesome, marvelous, wonderful God we serve. There is none like him. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Praise the Lord. We thank God. Glory to God for this is the day that he's made, and we made of our mind. Those that have a mind to live for Jesus should made of their mind that we are going to live for him, glorify him, lift his name, pressing toward that mark to glorify him in every aspect of our lives. We thank God. Glory to God for Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for his word. Thank God for the promises of the Lord that added rich and maketh no sorrow. We glorify him. He is an awesome, phenomenal God. We thank God for him being our counselor, our prince of peace. A mighty God is he. Bless the name of the Most High God. Praise the Lord. We welcome you to the welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. And as we are glory connected through the Spirit, praise the Lord, to praise God, to glorify him, to be a witness, to magnify him in every aspect of our lives, to be a vessel he can use for his glory, to channel his anointing through, are those that will make themselves available for his service. And I pray that it will be people that will not perpetrate the fraud, put on a masquerade to perform, but to be a place, no matter what, God, this vessel belongs to you, and we'll strive with everything in us to live a holy and righteous life. And any error that's in our lives or mistake, anything that we're doing that's contrary to your will, we pray more of conviction and a spirit of repentance that we will yield ourselves that you may have glory and you may have honor. So as we uplift your name, God, we bless you and thank you for this time that you've given us in life to stand on your word and to be that light and to be a vessel that you can have free reign in. God, we bless you for it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for these, your people that have made up their mind to say that I will live a life that you'll be glorified in. In the name of Jesus, help us to be not only just a light, an example, but help us to make sure daily that we examine ourselves and make sure we are walking according to what your word is saying and not being transformed into the image of this world, but being transformed into the image of Christ, because this world can put on airs and pride, and then sometimes it perpetrates the fraud and cause people to fall into different types of situation that does not glorify you. So, God, we are praying that whatever we do, that people can see that if we're living a life and we're supposed to be walking in the light, and we're going to be an image of, we're going to be the image of Christ. And if it's an orange tree, it's an orange tree. If it's a fruit, if it's this fruit for to be an apple or it's for to be a pear, then we should not be representing apples, oranges, lemons, and persimmons on the same tree. Ah, God, mixed cocktail. I mean, fruit cocktail. Glory to God. What fruit we are to represent is the character of Jesus Christ. So I bless the Lord as we come into this new year that our mindset is, nevertheless, God, let your will be done in me. That we'll take on whatever chastisement, whatever conviction that you put upon our hearts, or whatever change that we need to make to allow you, glory to God, to have your way in us. Let us have that mindset and a determination to do so, to be hearers and doers. And do it in joy. Do it with excitement. Hallelujah, with anticipation of expectancy of the greater things yet to come. So we have lift your name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Our God reigns. Help us to let go and let him reign in us. Oh, my God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Thank you, Jesus. My God reigns. My God reigns, my God reigns. thank you, Jesus, my God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Hallelujah. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Praise the Lord. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Praise the Lord. I pray that he reigns in you with a determination like never before. God, you reign in me. I want to make you Lord of my life. I don't want to get back into the spirit of Christ of the crisis when I just need you, glory to God, to stand. Oh, glory to God, to deliver me out of this or that. I want to be in a place that even as I look to you as the author and the finisher of my faith, that I stand, glory to God, yielding my vessel and availing myself to you, that whatever your will is, that I'll be willing to submit myself to you on this journey as we walk through, glory to God, building ourselves up in a place that we can grow in grace. God, I thank you. What a mighty God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. What an awesome, phenomenal God. God, we are praying more and more as we as people of God that there will be no spots in our feast of charity, that it will be to a place, whatever we do, it will be no ulterior motive, nothing but to glorify you. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, to help us to yield ourselves, open our ears that we may hear. And when we hear, help us to have the strength and the courage not to be intimidated or agitated or aggravated or so glory desiring our will that we will just submit ourselves in humility for thy will to be done. So as we come in your presence with thanksgiving, come in your presence with an attitude of gratitude, come in your presence, God, to uplift your name, come in your presence to find out what the direction you have for our lives and what it is, glory to God, that you require of us. And help us, glory to God, to fall in love with you so much so that, glory to God, our desire is not to do anything that displease your sight. I mean, be displeasing in your sight. God, we pray for the men and women of God all around the globe that are calling on your name and desiring to live for you. Oh, God, whatever their struggles is, whatever their challenges is, we're praying, God, that you bless them and help them and strengthen them that they may be able to stand and yield themselves to you. God, whatever is going on, God, I pray that they hold fast the faith, especially when you put them in place of leadership, that they will not find themselves faint-hearted and find themselves yielding to a piece of flesh in greed and desiring to be recognized and getting caught up, glory to God, in the good old boys. Oh, God, and just abusing your people and shearing the sheep, glory to God. We are praying, glory to God, that you are blessed and that you will bless them, glory to God, to be a blessing, to lead them in a green, that as you bless them to have wisdom, to lead your people in a green pastures. God, we are praying that you are blessed wherever their heartache is, whatever they're going through. Some might be even challenged, even in their bodies or challenged in their minds because they're trying to keep the ministry going. God, we ask you, Lord, to send help if they need help. Help them to hold fast the faith and don't allow, glory to God, this world to transform them, glory to God, in anything other than what you have said. So not to be conformed to this world system, but glory to be transformed even by renewing their minds daily as we all should be, but even more so as you put them in leadership. So we are praying for our leaders, God. We are praying at this hour in time where they've gotten enticed, glory to God, by this world system and the things that are going on in the world and trying to get, glory to God, ahead. Ah, God, you said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all his righteousness and everything else will be added. Help us to seek your face and listen, oh God, to the direction that you have in the name of Jesus, that they'll not find themselves caught up, glory to God, in covenants of what somebody else is doing or what they have. Oh God, I come against the spirit of lust and desires, God, outside of the things that you tell us to do. Oh, God, I pray for our leaders. I pray, glory, for the congregation. I pray, glory to God, that they will pray for their leaders. I pray, glory to God, against any chaos and confusion in the midst, hallelujah, in the midst of the congregation or in the churches. Lord, we are praying because there is no rift and no confusion and chaos in the church, glory to God, of the body of Christ that you call for, glory to God. When you see that, that's flesh on parade. So we bind up any doors that have been opened for the enemy to come in the name of Jesus. And it's got to be, glory to God, doors that have been opened in so many areas of the flesh and their feelings and opinions. God, we are praying, glory to God, deny more of the flesh. We are praying, glory to God, for the house of God to be a place where people can worship. They come with the sick, come in, hallelujah, with sin sick and need to be delivered. Oh, some need to be encouraged. Some need, glory, they got the wisdom. Some need this growth, hallelujah, so they can be able to move forward and walk in the faith, glory, and the authority that God has given them so they can go out, hallelujah, and sheep begot sheep. And glory, to be in a position that those that need a healing, they'll be available. Those that need encouragement, they'll be encouraged. Those, glory to God, that need someone to help them or either prove, glory, that God is still a provider in whatever area, and God may use us, glory, to be that one, the channel that anointing to in giving and helping. Oh, God, I pray for the body that we'll get back to the basics of what you said and they let you excel us and exalt us, glory to God, because you said our gift will make room for us. God, I pray like never before, glory, for a change in the name of Jesus, but it's going to have to come through your word in obedience to what your word and trusting and believing you. So we are praying for those, glory, that are hurting and been abused and ostracized and criticized, even in the body, glory to God, and they've gotten nonchalant or they got kind of lackadaisians or they got to the point where they're procrastinating or they got to the point where, oh, they're just missing in action. Oh, glory to God, and some that just gave up, hallelujah. I pray, glory, for restoring. I pray for healing. I pray, glory to God, those giftings that you're giving, they do not lie dormant, but a fire of the anointing will bring them back into a place that is saying, God, nevertheless, thy will be done. That they get their eyes off, glory to God, other people and situations and circumstances and believe you that you are the God that can heal and deliver and bring us out and restore and resurrect. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So God, I'm praying, glory, for a change of heart and a change of mind in the name of Jesus. God, I'm praying even more so for each one of us out, no matter how much God has used us in past, let us not get, glory, to a point that we are coasting like that old, glory to God, slogan people used to have until Revelation came even more clearly. Oh, Jesus is my co-pilot. We can never make him a co-pilot, glory to God, because he's a jealous God. Whatever it is, he's the creator. We got to fall in line, glory to God, in compliance with what his will is. So God, sometimes people get so caught up, hallelujah, in their gifts and talents and how God blessed and used them that they start acting like Jesus is their co-pilot. Oh, but God help us to know that you're the only one got the monopoly on this word and this walk in our life. You're trying to teach us to more and more to be followers of Christ, disciples for Christ. Oh, God, and to follow his lead in the name of Jesus. Help us, glory to God, to always exalt you in the name of Jesus and give glory to you even when you're using us in whatever capacity. God, so I'm praying like never before. Oh, God, for a revival, for change, for glory to God, for the illumination of the anointing, for us to come together and be a force to be reckoned with. God, I thank you for what you're already doing. I thank you for those that are giving their lives. I thank you for those that are witnesses and stand on the wall, glory to God, confessing Christ and standing on his word. And even those that are being challenged, glory to God, because of their determination to live for the Lord, I pray you continue to breathe on them, cover them under the blood, protect and shield in the name of Jesus. So many, glory, our brothers and sisters around the globe, hallelujah, they can't even walk out and call on the name of Jesus or can't even speak of the fact that they're a born-again believer without, glory to God, being challenged with their life or being killed or have to be running for their lives or either have to do it behind the scenes or have to whisper it or make sure they just pass notes or pieces of paper, glory to God, with the word of God on it to inspire others to give their lives. Or, oh, God, help us to know we are so in abundance with Bibles and the word and on, glory to God, on our phones and listening on the TV and listening, glory to God, and all, glory to God, is all in tracks and everything else. Oh, my God. Oh, we just have the wealth of the word. We need to get it in our heart. Because if there does have come a time when the apps or the Bible or whatever else or whatever thing is on, glory to God, be eradicated, then what are we going to do if we didn't hide that word in our hearts? So we pray for our brothers and sisters that around the world that are getting that word out and then down in trenches. And even for the ones right here in our own United States that's out on the streets, glory to God, trying to, glory to God, get people to conform their lives to the Lord. How are you pulling the, glory to God, the drug dealers off the streets, witnessing to them, or somebody out there is a lady of the night, or other ones, glory to God, are caught up in all kinds of other things in the world and in the streets. Ah, God, protect them, shield them, and cover them too as well. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to help us to be bold. Bold soldiers to stand firm on the promise. But we cannot be a perpetrator and stand out there, glory to God, and be a witness in this and draw some to Christ and still our lives not lining up. Ah, God, we ask you, Lord, to help us in every way. We are praying for our youth. We are praying for their deliverance. We are praying for those, glory to God, that have confessed Christ and living a life and filled with the Holy Spirit, and the ones that not filled, give them a drawing and a desire to want more than just the word they've been converted. Ah, but God, after they get given their lives, Lord, I'm praying that you have mentors and encouragers around them, and that we will build them up and keep them in a place where I shield them also and protect the gift that you've given them, that the world won't come back and steal it. Ah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Ah, come against the spirit of the enticement and lust, where the enemy is trying to provoke and agitate and bring in, glory to God, other things to try to pull them away from the Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus that they'll be shielded and encouraged, and pray, glory to God, more brothers and sisters, glory to God, will come together and they'll be able to stand, hallelujah, and encourage them to continue and teach them and show them, glory to God, the way and how to stand strong and firm in the word in the name of Jesus. We'll pray for those, glory to God, that need to be saved, and the enemy is using this world and everything in their eye gates to cause them, glory to God, to be enticed with this world, that they don't want to come in. But I'm praying, God, you put some people in that pathway. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. Take the scales off their eyes. Unstop their ears. This Pied Piper spirit that got out so many of our youth captivated, glory to God, with do me, do this, do that, glory to God, whatever it'll feel. Come against the gangbangs. Come against the drug lords. Come against, glory to God, the spirit of the enemy, glory to God, for those ones that want to get caught up, glory to God, hallelujah, in homosexuality. Other ones already got caught up, glory to God, in things of rebelling because of the fact they've been treated or been abandoned or been rejected, and so now they're acting out. We come against the spirit of murder, glory to God, and the spirit, glory to God, that has so many of them, glory, I just, even through the point of oppressed and depressed because they've been bullied or been ostracized or criticized. I curse and counsel that assignment of the enemy that is called, that got all kinds of voices out there, everything in their eye gates they're seeing from the television, from the apps, from in the street, from glory to God, things that they have been participating in, things, glory to God, that has been luring them, seducing them. We come against human trafficking too as well. We plead the blood of Jesus. God, we counsel that assignment. And even parents, glory to God, that even putting their children out there, selling them too as well. All kinds of things that are happening to our youth. Well, God, we are praying that you deliver them out of the hand of the enemy. Deliver their minds. Oh, glory to God. Unstop their ears so they can be able to hear the truth in the name of Jesus, that they don't have to be swayed and manipulated by this sound of whatever the enemy has all around the world, this sound that so many are pulled in and lured into in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, going through the same direction. Oh, but devil, you are lying. The blood of Jesus, against, we come against every satanic force that got their minds twisted and turned around away from the Lord, and even some that have backslidden because they've gotten enticed and lured, glory to God, off track. Whatever it may be, God, as we continue to pray, the enemy is not going to keep taking their lives and not going to have them all bound up, glory to God, where they don't know the truth. We come against even these spirits, glory to God, of seduction and seducing spirits, as well as, glory to God, the witchcraft one that wants that want to practice witchcraft and want power. Oh, the blood of Jesus, not knowing that the enemy will use them and glory to God, throw them on a trash heap after he finished using them and kill them. The devil is alive. Oh, but I plead the blood of Jesus. He put you in a good mood to go to hell in the name of Jesus. But I pray, God, for those yokes to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Praying for the word. I pray for against the predators that are out there, glory to God, seducing and encouraging them and binding them and luring them in the name of Jesus. Expose them, God. God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, glory to God, that you will bless and heal and bring them into a place that want you and salvation and deliverance and Holy Spirit, glory to indwell in them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us as your servants, God, that we will be on track on what we need to do, that we will not find ourselves, oh, glory to God, with our light flickering on and off. Oh, once we're walking in the light and then walking in the dark, and they see us, glory to God, when we start falling off, glory to God, from the things of God that cause them to end up falling back and falling out and saying, oh, there's no realness to them. Oh, there's no truth about no God. Hallelujah, the true and living God. I'll serve this one before I serve that one. Oh, God, I'm praying for an awareness. Oh, but I thank you for the glory to God for those that are hearing, those that have been awakened, hallelujah, out of their sleep. I'm praying, glory to God, all around the globe, God, that you just continue to bless and bring your people in. I'm thanking you, Lord God, for the power of your anointing. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. God, we are thanking you for those gifts that you've given us. God, that we'll use them to your glory and not for no vain glory in the name of Jesus, not for no money and glory. I kind of conjure up things. Glory to God. We're working witchcraft when we do things like that to try to find out, glory to God, and use our gift to lure people into getting money. Glory to God, to getting money and so that where they can be fat in their pockets. God, I'm praying an awakening for that gift and talent you gave your people as well, right, for to bring healings and deliverance and to bring people into the knowledge of the truth of who the true and living God is. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, as we go on into more this year, we got to get stronger and rooted and grounded in your word like never before and lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us and run this race with patience. Thank you so much, glory to God, for blessing us to be a part of the kingdom of God. Thank you for our sisters and brothers that are determined that I'm going to live a life that you'll be pleased with. Oh, that they'll use, glory to God, whatever you've given them, glory to God, for your glory and for your honor. In the name of you, thank you for opening doors. Oh, some that are living all they know how, but may be challenged with financial situations. Pray, glory to God, whatever the attack, the enemy come against the finances, that'll be debt cancellation. We're praying, glory to God, when the funds start coming in abundance and not just sprinkling in, trickling in. Ah, God, that they will remember from whence they came and realize, oh, it's not only just for them, but also, glory to God, for those that might be in need, that they'll be listening to the voice of God so they'll know how to sow. We are praying for those that are sowing, hallelujah, and tearing their tithes and doing whatever, but the enemies, glory to God, is trying to fight them in other areas, maybe in their body, maybe in their families, maybe whatever the situation, maybe on their jobs, could be, glory to God, in the ministry. God, we know who you are. Help us to stand together, praying one for another. Strong beds and infirmities of the weak, rebuking, binding, and loosing the hand of the enemy. Ah, oh, glory for those that we know and don't know. We're asking you, Lord God, to bless. You said love covers a multitude of faults. We are not, glory for condoning, but things that we find out and see and know. Let us pray, glory that, before we start talking and gossiping. Glory so and this. So help us not let the enemy come in to divide us, but to help us to cover one another, but pray and go over to God and deal with the situation according to what the Bible says. Lord, help us in the name of Jesus. To be kingdom kids. Glory to God, to be those vessels for being ambassadors and being priests, and glory to God of the royal priesthood, being those that will represent Christ in whatever capacity. Lord, we thank you for those that you are blessing, glory to be used not only witnesses, but also for in healing and deliverance. Glory out even for those that are used in prophetic, Lord, that they will listen and hear the voice of God and not use that, glory out, for no other alternative motive, but just, glory out, for God's people to be blessed and not for no self-gain. I pray, glory to God, as the word go out, people's ears will be open and they'll hear truth. The more they seek the face of God and spend time with it, they'll know the truth and they'll know, glory to God, what's the perpetrator, the false prophet, and who is of God and who's not, and what to embrace and what not to embrace. God, we are praying like never before for an awareness for the sleeping giant to wake up and recognize the enemy trying to rock us to sleep right on into hell. We plead the blood of Jesus. God, that we won't allow ourselves to get paralyzed by the things that are going on in this life and not let our minds get caught up. I pray for our minds. Let us have the mind of Christ. I pray, glory to God, against Alzheimer's and dementia. I pray, glory to God, for long-term and short-term memory. Hallelujah. I pray that Holy Spirit will let him do his job and he'll bring all things back to our members with the Holy, with the Spirit of the Lord. All glory to God will speak unto us through your Spirit, God, that you've given us in the name of Jesus. I pray, glory to God, that you will bless us to have the agape, the love of God like never Father, before, that we'll worship you and glorify and magnify your name. You are so awesome. We pray against, glory to God, not only dementia, but heart attacks and strokes, and come against kidney failures and sugar diabetes and arthritis and lymphedema and all other kinds of, glory to God, digestive problems and situations that occur, in blood disorders and skin disorders and thyroid problems and gout and every kind of other thing that enemy will try to bring. All coming against eyes, glory to God, for blindness. We plead that, brother Jesus, and deafness to the ears, that eyes will come open and ears in the spiritual and in the natural. We pray, glory to God, for those that the enemy is trying to shut down their voices to keep them from speaking and saying and doing what God calls. I come against every type of disease it is, and that COVID as well as this flu and this RSV or whatever this is. We plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we are praying for the covering of the body of Christ as we yield and obey what you're saying. And even those, glory to God, that for whatever reason they get up on the radar, God, we thank you for your healing, your deliverance, your covering. Where the enemy came, he has a this too shall pass. We bind him and loose him, that he got to let it go. In the name of Jesus, everything got to bow at the name of Jesus, and we got to recognize everything that the world goes through that we don't have to go through. And even if we are attacked, we don't have to last as like it did for them, and we don't have to be attacked over there the same way. I thank you, Lord God, that we can pray, stand on your word, and touch and agree and believe you. Thank you for the mighty miracles and glory out the witness of the power of the anointing, and even the things that we hear through glory to God, your deliverance, and how you touching and healing bodies and encouraging and giving us wisdom how to walk through this journey on this land in the name of Jesus. Thank you that you're not giving us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And even when fear comes, you already told us what we need to do with it, how we need to bind the hand of the enemy, how we need to pull down the strongholds, how we need to put the enemy to flight, how we to grasp the cares, how we to stand on your word knowing that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Help us, glory to God, Lord, to know, glory to God, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And you got a plan, and you know how to work things for the good. Even when it seems like everything is over in this, glory to God, the worst winter in our lives that we ever had, in the name of Jesus, you got a way of turning around and bringing springtime. In the name of Jesus, what the enemy meant for evil, you have many times you'll turn it around for good. When the enemy say it's over, God got a way, glory to God, to resurrect. It's and to restore. God help us to keep the faith and hold on to our joy. I pray for some now that lost their joy, that lost their peace, because so many trials and situations have come against them. Some because they haven't released everything. Some because, glory to God, there's just so many things bombarded and they didn't know how to, glory to God, to really release and let go. And so all of a sudden the enemy is connecting the dots. I pray for their minds. I pray for their bodies. I pray for restoring. I pray for healing. I pray that we'll have people that come upon our hearts. We'll pray, bind, and loose, and cancel the assignment, and not be afraid to approach, glory to God. If we know God said it, hallelujah, to say it, help us to be bold enough to say and to do what he say in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. I would have, but God didn't raise no but of no glory to God, Billy Goat. He only raised sheep, and he said, my sheep know his voice. So, God, we got to get rid of these fears and apprehensions and pulling back and hesitation and procrastination, hallelujah, out of us. Oh, this will be a year and a time like never before. Be determined, I'm not going to, and let me have an ear to hear like never before as I draw nigh more to you. Because the only way we can draw nigh to him is through the Spirit, because he said no flesh ain't going to glory in his sight. So, God, I'm asking like never before for the body so we can be on one accord and be a force to be reckoned with. I can't say that enough. The more we come together and bind the hand of the enemy and don't give isms and schisms and place in our lives and other things that will get in our minds and heads and through hurts and pains and disappointment and betrayal to get in the way without doing it God's way, hallelujah, those things can come in and separate us and keep us, glory to God, treating each other with a long-handled spoon instead of, glory to God, being able to embrace and pray and bind and loose, glory at the hand of the enemy, awful, glory to God, and the people and off ourselves so we can be able to come together on one accord in the name of Jesus so we can hold on to our joy. We won't be laughing like a hyena, but we have that joy to know that God's going to bless and this too shall pass and God got a plan on the other side of this and we can hold on to faith while we're standing and also reinforcement when we pray one for another. Oh, God, is always going to be so much to pray for. Oh, God, we pray for our preachers. We pray for our ministers. We pray for our pastors. We pray, glory to God, for those upcoming in the gospel as well. In the name of Jesus, that they won't they won't, glory to God, deter off the path and end up, glory to God, just exalting flesh. We are praying, glory to God, hallelujah, for our people, our president and those ones in office, glory to God, in so many capacities that all have rule over us. God, give them wisdom, how, glory to God, to carry out this thing for this country and also for the different offices they're in, to for your people in the name of Jesus, and not let greed just take over. Oh, God, even hiding with their hands, glory to God, throwing a brick and hide their hands, glory to God, when things they are doing that has to do with keeping drugs on the street, keeping guns on the street because of greed, just expose a little here and there to make it look like they're doing something, and in the meantime, people lying in their pockets. Expose those behind the scenes, God, in the name of Jesus. Too many youth and just people in general losing their lives over guns, gun war and whatever else, and just people being mean. We know they got to change some hearts, God, but they also, that some laws need to be changed as well, so they can help comply into things, glory for man's heart to be changed, the same as they got laws on the road. Hallelujah, glory for the state in compliance, even though they have some that go off kilter. Of God, we ask you, Lord, to help and help us like never before, not to be lawbreakers ourselves and talking hee-hee-ha-ha. Hallelujah. We never know who's watching us, and we know Jesus is watching too. When we are speeding and laughing about that, but we're telling everybody how to get saved and how to get delivered and how to get encouraged, and we're still doing something contrary on the other side. Hallelujah. And laughing about how fast we whatever, and I don't get tickets and I don't get caught, and oh, God is not pleased. Oh, the laws are for the obey the laws of the land in the name of Jesus. God, help us to stop so much lying in the body of Christ and deception as well. And I'm praying like never before, we're going to see revival. We're going to see our children and seed. And we're going to see people, even our enemies, grow up, turning their lives around and giving their lives to Christ. Help us like never before not to fault and fall out, glory to God, after we done help some others come into the kingdom, and then we fall out. Lord, I'm praying like never before that you continue to bless this divine connection and many other, glory to God, places that people are praying and seeking the face of the Lord, whether in their church in the Sunday mornings or in the afternoons or in that night, or whether they got 44 prayer lines, or whether people are overseas or glory to God and prayer chains, wherever it is, we're praying, God, that you continue to bless and hear our prayer, and praying for change will come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you tonight and we give you glory. Pray for these young people on this line, for the power of your anointing. Pray for our prophets, God. Pray, glory to God, that you are blessed. In the midst of it all, you get glory, praise, and honor. And God, we are praying for our homes and family and those that are grieving and going through for whatever it is, whether it be loved one, friend, or whether it's because, glory, of these tragedies, of these things with these storms and tsunamis and all these other kinds of things and fires and wars. God bless and continue to bless and minister and move, glory to God, in the heart of people, glory to God, that's so bitter and so evil that all they want to do is control and enslave other people. God, I'm praying, God, that you have mercy. Pray for all those lives that have been lost, even in these wars and even on these streets. God, have mercy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for your protection and your shield. God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch them. All glory to God, minister and move. We are asking you, Lord God, to intervene in the name of Jesus. Praying for Israel, praying for the Ukraine, praying for all these other things, praying for these other plots and plans that the enemy has to come against, glory, other countries and its United States as well. Help our leaders to be alert too as well, and that this United States don't stretch itself so thin. But most of all, return back to in God we trust. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And God, we pray for our families and loved ones in the name of Jesus as well as ourselves. And we thank you, Lord, and we glorify you. Bind you up, Satan, all your little courts, every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme, untimely death, sickness, disease, every setup, trap that you got, hallelujah, to come against this prayer, our lives, and glory to God, and that glory to God that you've given us to do, even in ministry and in our homes. We plead the blood of Jesus and command you to be loose from your assignment, oh God, and even keep us, even through these storms and so many that are out there in that snow and all this other thing and other stuff that's coming. We plead the blood of Jesus. Help us, Lord, and pray, glory to God, for blood covering on our over us every day that we go in and out. In Jesus' name, with your angels and being camp, call back our peace, joy, strength, courage, encouragement, financial, spiritual blessing, whatever it may be that we need, God, help us to stay in your word and your word to get in us. And if we abide in you and your word, abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. And you also told us, glory to God, if you be for us, no man can be against us. In the name of Jesus, because in you we live and move and have our being. In Jesus' name, and we bind up transferring spirits. In Jesus' name. Our scripture reading for the next person to pray is coming out of Philippians, the 4th chapter, which says, now not that I have already obtained or apprehended, either were already perfect, but I will follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended. Brethren, I count not myself to apprehend, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Robert, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything ye otherwise minded, God shall reveal even unto you. Praise the Lord. And this is out of Philippians 4, 12 through 15, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. We're going to have, what is it? What happened to Mother? Oh, there. Mother Willette, Mother McCormick. I'm trying to see. That's Pastor Bird. Then Mother Sims, Pastor Sims. We're having that order, and praise God. So we open the line now for glory to God, our ministers to go ahead and start the prayer. In the name of Jesus, have God lead them in Jesus' name. Mother Willette, not there? Whatever, this computer acting up. Can you not hear me?
Can you hear
Praise
me?
The Lord. No, I can't hear you at all. I just
you
heard
can't
you.
Can't hear
now.
Me?
Now I can.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We thank you, Lord, for another day's journey. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for being so good, allowing us to see another day's journey. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for just keeping us safe all day long. We thank you for, hallelujah, healing our bodies, Lord God. We thank you for saving those, Lord God, that need to be saved. We praise you, Lord God, for all of your miracles, all of your goodness, all of your mercy. We say hallelujah to the glory of God. Hallelujah. We bless you. We praise you. And we worship you on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in that name that's above every name, we just, Lord God, come before your presence. We thank you for the prayers that have already been lifted up. We touch and agree with our sister in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, that you will have mercy, Lord God, upon our nation. And we pray, Lord God, for our leaders, those in position of authority. We pray, O Lord God, that you will have mercy, Lord God, and help us all, Lord God, to seek ye first your kingdom, to seek your righteousness, Lord God, hallelujah, to seek, Lord God, your divine will, purpose, and plan for our life. We thank you, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that we'll be light, hallelujah, that leads someone out of darkness toward you in Jesus' name. We pray, Father God, that we are the salt, hallelujah. Lord God, we just pray, hallelujah, for each other in the name of Jesus, praying for those, Lord God, that are yet going through some form of ailment, Lord God. We're thanking you and praising you in advance for Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2, 24, Psalms 107 and verse 20, Exodus 23rd chapter, verse 25, and Psalms 30, verse 2, where we cry out to you, Lord God, and that you heal, Lord God, those that stand in need of a special healing. We pray, Father God, for those, Lord God, that are suffering with some form of respiratory, some flu or COVID or whatever it is, Lord God. We're praying for your divine healing power to be released in their bodies. And we say, hallelujah, touch and agree with the prayers. I remember little sister Laura would pray, the sick are the healed, and I agree with that, Father God, because your word says, with your stripes, Jesus, we were healed, and we claim that for those, Lord God, that need special help. We pray for the caretakers, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving them strength, Lord God, to be there, Lord God, to continue to help with the needs of those that need help or can't do for themselves without some assistance in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray for the body of Christ, Lord God, the leaders within the body of Christ. We pray in Christ Jesus' name for the apostles and prophets, the pastors and evangelists, the teachers, Lord God. Every representative in the body of Christ we lift up to you. We pray, Father God, for direction. The Holy Spirit give us, Lord God, your direction on what we must need do in this hour. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that we have a mind to hear what thus saith the Lord. We have a mind, hallelujah, to get an agreement with your word. We have a mind, hallelujah, good sound mind. As the scripture teach, let this mind be in us that is also in Christ Jesus, hallelujah. We're praying for those that are troubled in their mind, who, Lord God, have been twisted up and deceived. We pray that, Lord God, that you'll bring them back, Lord God, to the right thinking in Christ Jesus' name. And we pray special prayer, Lord God, that those strongholds, those addictions, Lord God, the spirit of perversion, Lord God, we pray that they all are pulled down, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that people will have a mindset to turn, come out of darkness and turn to you in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you for what you're doing in this season, in this new year. We're looking forward, Lord God, hallelujah, for your great, hallelujah, mighty acts that you're doing even now, even in keeping us alive to be here to see, hallelujah, what thus saith the Lord in Jesus' name. We pray, O Lord God, have mercy, Lord God. Have mercy, have mercy. We pray for our families, Lord God, our children. We pray for those that are yet lost and haven't made up their minds. We're praying that more people this year will make it up in their minds, not wait until the end of the year, but to make it up in their mind that it's time to turn to the Lord, to come out of darkness, Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you for what you've already done. We pray, hallelujah, Lord God, that you would give us liberty and freedom from sin. Ah, God, in the name of Jesus, give us liberty and freedom from sin, from sickness, diseases, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord God, that the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will be released and break and destroy the yoke of every bondage. These bondages that's keeping people, Lord God, tangled up and twisted up, Lord God, and doing things that just not pleasing to you. We pray, O Lord God, that the sword of the Spirit will, Lord God, begin to break and destroy the yoke of every bondage in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, O Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name, that, Lord God, that our families will see, because they will not have an excuse after you put someone there that points them to Jesus on a day-to-day basis by their living their life, Lord God, sharing what you say, share with them, Lord God, and they still have not decided to turn out of darkness and come to you. We pray for them in Christ Jesus' name. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up, Lord God, hallelujah, these families. We lift up, Lord God, those that are not yet saved and haven't made a decision. We pray that people will make a decision, Lord God, that it's time to come and, Lord God, surrender their lives to you. We lift up our neighbors, Lord God. We pray for, Lord God, the elderly. We pray for the young people, Lord God. We pray, oh, Lord God, for those that are bereaved this evening, have lost loved ones, Lord God, and some still, Lord God, are yet going through because of that loved one that they lost. We pray that you will release your loving, Lord, comfort to them, Father, in Christ Jesus' name. Have mercy on us, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for keeping us as we travel to and from our destinations, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up our leaders in this nation, Lord God, our president, vice president, House of Representatives, Congress, Senate. We pray for our legislators, those that make the laws in Christ Jesus, that they'll, Lord God, consider that they'll have to give an account for, Lord God, making things that are not fair to everybody. We pray, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord God, that people will consider what they're doing, Lord God, and begin to say, Lord God, hallelujah, look at their hands and say, Father, give me clean hands, Lord God, and let me have a pure heart that I sin not against thee in Christ Jesus' name. Father, help us to hear what you have to say. Give us, Lord God, the ears to hear what the Spirit of the living God has to say, and let us decide that we're going to be in agreement. We lift up our brothers and sisters in Christ, Father God. We pray, oh, Father God, for our dear friends, Lord God, that are maybe yet suffering. We thank you, Lord God, and we're trusting, hallelujah, that you're going to bring them out. We thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for your new mercies that you've given us this day. Hallelujah. We give your name the praise. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for those, Lord God, that are tangled up in, Lord God, these addictions and strongholds. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, that what you said, Lord God, we get an agreement. If you said acts, we should ax you, because you said men ought always pray. And I'm asking, Lord God, for a strong deliverance of those, Lord God, that are tangled up in strongholds like alcohol and drugs and immorality and perversion. We plead the blood of Jesus against the wickedness of the land. And we pray, Father God, that people will see that it's time for a change to be made in their lives. And the only way they're going to see change is when they allow, hallelujah, Jesus to come into their life and be Lord of their lives in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in this season, in this hour, in Jesus' name. Thank you for every miracle. Thank you for every blessing. Thank you for every healing. Thank you for every deliverance in Christ Jesus' name. Help us, Father God, to do your good will. Now, Father God, we pray for our brothers and sisters on this line. We lift up Pastor BJ, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You know, Lord God, her desire. You know what's going on in her body. And we're praying for good reports for each one of her situations that she's facing. We're praying for a good outcome in Christ Jesus' name. We pray that her needs are met, nothing missing, nothing broken in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that we can come to you and we can look to you and we can cry out for help, and you are yet our very present help in this hour in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. I lift up the apostles, the prophets, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we pray for them, Lord God, that their needs are met, nothing missing, nothing broken in Christ Jesus' name, that the sick are the healed in Christ Jesus' name. We pray for, Lord God, each and every person. I won't call out everybody's name for sake of time, Father God, but I thank you. I yet thank you, Lord God, for your wonderful mercy that you showed us by allowing Brother Bird to come to church and his family, Lord God. You just gave us such good mercy to see that you are yet, Lord God, in the healing and deliverance business. And we thank you, Lord God, that we can trust you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise you. Father, now I pray that you nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of wickedness, the works of evil, the works, Lord God, hallelujah, that are just evil in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, that the blood of Jesus be against all this wickedness and evil. And, Lord God, we pray that none of it will touch your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives, because a lot of things come to distract us, to try to get us to doubt what your word has already said. But we're going to stand on your promise, and we're going to, Lord God, claim the promises of God in every situation that we face. And we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for you have given us that which pertains to life and godliness. And we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for your healing power. Thank you for your deliverance. Thank you for your saving grace. Thank you for helping us day by day in Christ Jesus' name. Help us, Father, as we look to the hills from which cometh all of our help. Bless my friends, Lord God, those on this prayer line. We pray that their needs are met, nothing missing, nothing broken. Thank you for the blessed meetings that we've gone to. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in this season. And help us, Father God. Help us to continue, Lord God, to seek your will and your way and desire, hallelujah, to do your good and divine will, because that's the best thing for us in Christ Jesus' name. Bless my sisters, my brothers, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for families everywhere in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I give you glory this evening. I bless you, and I give your name to praise. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for healing my son, Father God. He wouldn't go to the doctor, but he's been had a bad cough, but I thank you, hallelujah, for bringing him through. Last night he was able to sleep better last night, and I thank you for that, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm praying that my daughter, Wanda, would make good choices, Lord God, good decisions, and that she'll choose you, Lord God, and see that, Lord God, you're not the enemy, but, Lord God, you love her, you love our children, Lord God, and you want the very best for them. Oh, Father God, help them to see that it's time to turn to you. We love you, Father God. We bless you and we praise you. Bless my friends, Lord God. Bless my dear sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus' name. Have mercy on our soul. Help us, Lord God. If we sin and fallen short of your glory, we ask you for your mercy and help us to get back on the path that leads to you in Christ Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. I bless you and I praise you. Thank you for this line being open that we can come together, touch and agree, and see the great and mighty things that you're doing in the earth today in 2024 in Jesus' name. We love you, Father. We bless you, praise you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, for yet sitting at the right hand of Father, making intercession for us. And we ask that your Holy Spirit will continue to intercede on our behalf. And remember all those things that we did not mention. We pray that you will continue to intercede for us in Jesus' name. We love you, Lord. We bless you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. If I would sing a song tonight, I would say, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, glory, God. I just give you the praise on tonight for all what you are, all that you're doing in my life. I just thank you, Lord God. I just ask you, Lord God, to look on Pastor Hubbell tonight. God, look down on Minister Willett, God, and look on all the rest of them that's on the line on tonight. One by one, in name my name. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I come before you right now. I come, God, asking you to forgive me for every sin and fault that I might have said or done, God. I ask you, Lord God, to look on us, God. God, we need you on tonight, Lord God. We are living in a day and time, Lord God, that so much has happened, but we know, God, that you know all things. And so, God, we just come, just want to thank you, Lord God, for how you have been there, how you have woke me up this morning, starting me on a brand new day that I never seen before. Thank you, Lord God, for how I woke up and I was able to walk. I was able to see. I was able to use my limbs this morning, God. I praise you, Lord God, because somebody, Lord God, didn't get a chance to do all that. And I just praise you right now because you are the God that sits high and see and knows all things. So, God, we thank you. We thank you right now, Lord. We pray for people, but so much has happened. But we just want to thank you, Lord God, because you told us in the Word, God, to let not our heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So, God, help us, Lord God, to keep our mind, because it's a time with a mind. Help us, Lord God, to keep our mind and our focus on you, Lord God. Cast down those imaginations, because those things try to come. When they try to come, help us to learn how to cast down those little thoughts, because sometimes those little thoughts will try to come in your mind, and then you'll be thinking something crazy and doing something stupid, something that you shouldn't be doing. So God, help us in those areas that we fall short in sometimes, Lord, knowing that the Word of God tells us that you sent your Word. You sent your Word, and that Word, you give us that authority that we can use that Word, and we can cast down these imaginations, these things that try to come when the enemy try to come and put different thoughts and different things in our mind and our heart. So God, we thank you tonight, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We pray for the sick and afflicted every word, God. We ask you, Lord God, to look down on those that's going through sickness in their body on tonight, Lord God. We pray that you look down on those that's going through blood pressure on tonight. Lord God, it may be somebody, Lord, going through a heart problem tonight. God, we ask you to touch right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Look down on the people that's going through COVID on tonight, Lord. You know all about it, Lord God, and we know you know how to work that situation. Now, it's not too hard for you. There ain't nothing too hard that you can't do. So, God, we just put our trust and our faith in you on tonight, because you said by your stripes that we are healed. We're not a people trying to get healed. We are already healed. You've done it 2,000 years ago. So we just stand and we just believe it. You just want us to stand on it. You just want us to have the faith and just believe your faith. So, God, as we go forward in our life, God, help us to count it all joy when we fall into doubt and temptation. Help us to count it joy, because we know that the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy. But you said that you come that we have life and that more abundantly. So we don't have to worry about this situation, Lord God. Help us not to even worry about it no more, Lord. Help us to realize, God, that the devil is a liar. He all he's doing is setting us up for a blessing. And I just thank God. I just thank you right now, Lord. I'm just going to rejoice in the Lord of my salvation. I'm just going to get happy about it. I'm just going to get pleased about what God is doing in my life. Because he said, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we can attain mercy and find grace in a time of need. And I know it's time. There's a time of need. So many things are happening. So many things are going on. But we know that God already knows. He's already on the ship with us. He's already in the storm with us. Don't have to worry about it. Don't have to fret about it. He's already there. He knows this. He knows everything about us. He's working the situation out as we speak right now in the name of Jesus. So I just thank you, Lord God. I just come to realize that God is my healer. I just come to realize that God is my deliverer. I just come to realize that he is a way maker. I just come to realize that the devil is a liar. I am tired of it. I bind that devil up right now in the name of Jesus. I see the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now. I'm getting tired of it, because he's coming from one way or other, but he's a liar. He's a liar, and I'm not giving him no credit. Oh, no, I'm not giving him no credit, because he is a liar, because I know where my help comes from. My help comes from the Lord on tonight, and I know the word of God tells me that heaven and earth, they pass away, but the word of God is going to stand, and I know I got to stand on the word. I got to keep the word in my heart. I got to keep faith, and the word of God says, thou faith in the subject of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. I got to stand on faith. I got to walk by faith and not by sight. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God. I just thank you for what you're doing in my life. I just thank you right now, Lord. I just pray for people. So many things are going on. So many different things are happening, like our sister just said a few minutes ago. So many things. But God knows it. He knows every situation. He knows what we need before we even ask. And I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful for what he's doing in all our life. I'm so thankful, Lord God. He just wants us to be still. Just be still, like Psalm 46 and 10 said. He said, be still and know that I am God. I will exalt among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. He will. He will be exalted. We don't have to exalt nobody else. We just exalt our Savior. Just exalt him and just give it all to him. And to cast all our cares on him, because he cares for us. I praise you on tonight, Lord God. I pray that you look on the president of the United States of America. Look down on Vice President, Lord. Look on the comments. Look on all these things that's going on in the world today. God, just touch all the sick and afflicted. I can't call all the names out, all the sickness that's going on, but you know all about it, God. So just touch right now, Lord. Have your way in people's life, Lord God. Look down on all the drug addicts, Lord God. Look down on those that's out there killing and doing things that's not right. God, touch those minds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we pray, Lord God. We even pray for people, Lord God, in mind. Let's look at the where this guy went and stole the school bus. For what reason? What reason? Just so excuse, just doing craziness. Excuse me just a minute. Just stole the school bus for what? No reason whatsoever. That's all right, but I'm still going to pray there when you're still alive. I praise you in the name of Jesus because God is good. God is good. I just thank God for what he's doing in my life. Even though the things that I'm yet going through, I realize that Jesus said in his word, that he sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. And he said, this is the day that the Lord has made. He said, this is the day that he has made. And I shall rejoice and be glad in it. So I just got to realize that I got to give God the praise. Just give him the praises go up, the blessing will come down. So I realize I just can't. Excuse me. I got to calm down. That's what I got to do. I can't be just being down and out because of the things that I'm going through right now. I got to realize that God is a God that sees, and he knows all things. And he wants us to rejoice in the God of our salvation. He wants us to rejoice. He wants us to keep our focus on him, not looking to the left or to the right, but he wants us to trust him and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. So I praise God for all that he's doing, and I pray for all the sick and afflicted everywhere. I pray for people all over the world. I pray, God, that he will touch minds of people and help us to realize that you are our healer, you are our deliverer, and whatever we need, we can come boldly to you. We can seek your face. We can look to the hill from which coming our help, knowing that all our help comes from you. And he said, and let us not be weary in well-doing, because in due season we will reap and we faint not. So help us not to faint. Help us not to get weary out here. Help us to always remember that he knows what we need before we even ask. So, God, I thank you tonight. And I ask that you'll continue, Lord, to give me the strength to be able to keep my focus on you, keep my mind on you, and that I pray for others, that my light might shine, that somebody else might see the Jesus in my life, and help me, Lord God, to walk the way that you want me to walk, and living in this life of 2024. He said, this is a new year, so I want to do some things different. I want things to be different in my life this year. I don't want to be going in that same old rut that I've always been in, where things I may be acting one way and doing another way. I may be saying one thing and doing another. I don't want to be that way. I want to be different this year. I want to be what God wants me to be, not what I want to be, but what he would have me to be in these days and times. So I pray right now, Lord, that you would touch the people of God everywhere, God. Look on the body of Christ, Lord God. Help us to come together and love one another and be what you would want us to be, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for my grandson on tonight. Come to find the day we found out he had COVID on today. So, God, we ask you to bless and pray for him. Pray for my grandson in the name of Jesus. Just pray for him and that he's feeling better. He's coughing, but he's feeling a little better. But we just found out that he had COVID. So just ask y'all to just pray for him and that we will come out of this situation, because we will come out of it. We did it before, and God's going to do it again. So I'm not even going to fret about it. I'm not going to worry about it, because I know God knows all things, and he knows how to turn it around, and he knows how to work it out. So I know that all I got to do is just keep the faith and keep trusting and keep looking to the hills from which coming my help, knowing that all my help comes to you. Keep praying and keep casting those cares back to him and let him work this situation out, and it will be worked out for the good. And so keep us in prayer as we go through this situation in the home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Pastor Sims, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. It saves a wretch like me. I once was lost, hallelujah. But now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Then it says, it was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Lord God, we come before you tonight in the humblest manner that we know how. We come asking you, Lord God, to teach us how to pray and what to pray for. Father, we think we know, but you know all things, and you know better than we do. And Father, for that we're asking for wisdom, a better understanding of your word. Oh, Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've allowed us to live in, Father, and we hope that this day we showed somebody you. Somebody saw us and glorified you. Father, we all agree that it's a needy time. We agree, Lord Jesus, that it's so many things that's wrong. And it's a lot of things that are right. But we see so many injustices and so many things that are done in this world that are just so blatantly wrong and evil, Father. And that's why we come to you, because you told us we could come and we could ask what we will and that you would do if we asked in faith and with the right motives in mind. Lord God, we ask you to continue to bless the people on this line and all that they possess, all their concerns, Father, and all that they are connected with, Father, that this year will be a better year. We'll reach more people and we'll spread the gospel more, because that's what this world needs. Some more of that amazing grace, and it's there for the asking. As Pastor BJ said last night, you can have just what you want, but you have to make the first move. You can't just sit down, well, I'm waiting for this and I'm waiting for that. He said, I'm knocking at the door, and if you open the door, I'll come in and I'll commune or sup with you. Father, we love you tonight, and we pray, Father, for the bereaved families everywhere, Father. We pray for families that are under demonic activities and all sorts of things that are going on, Father, that you be that light that shine in darkness. Let your light shine, Father God, that men and women, boys and girls would see you in this world and glorify God who is in heaven, who came, hallelujah, down through 33 generations and came and said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Lord, we love you tonight, and we praise you. We lift your name on high. That's what we're supposed to do. We lift you up, Lord God, even through our circumstances, whatever they are, Father. You know about them. You know all about them, Father God. And we ask you, Lord, to continue to bless, continue to speak through us, Father. Let us not be the subject of all of our prayers and all of our, let you be lifted up high above, that we expect nothing from lifting you up, and we know good, oh, you did good reports, but that we lift you up, that you be glorified. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we love you and we thank you for your matchless grace. Nobody like you. Nobody can do the things that you do, Father. Father, we ask that you continue to watch over and protect our leaders of the countries, all the countries of the world, Father, that you get into their mind and let them know that this is not the right way. If they're not doing the right way, but to seek you, Father. And we do know that I don't care what race, what nationality, what religion, or what, if you acknowledge and you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that blessings will come, even though you don't do things to get blessings. But if you are an obedient child, God rewards you faithfully. And Father, we thank you. We give you honor and we give you glory, Father. Help us, Lord, each and every one of us, to be able to spread this word wherever we go. and not make our leader ashamed, but to spread the word of the gospel and stand on that wall and say, for God I live and for God I die. Whatever happens and however it is, he is in charge of my life. I thank you, Lord. We honor you. We give you glory. We give you praise, and we ask these blessings. Hallelujah. In the strong, mighty, awesome, powerful name of Jesus. And I say amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless. We're going to open the line for Sister Rachel and then and Sister Laura to pray next. Bless her more.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there, Sister Rachel? Sister Laura? You all can't hear?
I'm here.
Okay. All right, then go ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I humble myself before you, asking you to please forgive me for all of my sins, omission, commission sins, every idle word, every thought, not pleasing in your sight, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, those that are sick, Father, I ask that you heal their bodies, Lord God, for there's nothing too hard for you, O God. O God, look on the people that are missing, O God. Bring them home, O God. Lord God, some were missing because they've been mistreated and abused, Lord God. Lord God, give their families closure, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, look on the president, Lord God. Help him and the vice president, Lord God. Help them to make the right decisions, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, those who are homeless, O God, I ask that you look on them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, give them somewhere clean and warm and safe to stay, God. Lord God, bless them with their own home, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, those that are in bereavement, Father, I ask that you wrap your loving arms around them, God. Comfort them, God, like only you can, God. Lord God, we can say words, Lord God. Sometimes that the words don't even help, God. But, Lord, we know that we can for them, God. And, Lord, I thank you for comforting them, Lord God. For you, Lord God, you bind up the broken heart and set the captives free, Lord God. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I praise you, God. I give your name the glory and the honor, Lord God. Father God, look on the people in the nursing homes, God. Lord God, you're able to raise them up, Lord God. So, God, I thank you, Lord. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to look on my friend Antoinette and her family, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you to save, sanctify, and seal her whole family, Lord God, with your precious Holy Ghost, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, you know what they stand in the need of, oh God. Oh God, I ask you to look on Miss Candace, Lord. She desires a baby, Lord God, her and her husband, Lord God. Father, I ask you, Lord God, if it's in your will, God, open up her wombs, oh God. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to look on every unborn child, Lord God. Lord God, Satan is after the unborn children and the children that are living, God. Father, I bind it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I cancel every assignment against our lives. We shall live and not die and declare the work to the Lord. We shall have excellent quality and quantity of life, the abundance of life, Lord God. Longevity, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God. Lord God, look on Israel, Lord God. Deliver them out of the war, O God. Let your will be done, Father. On earth as it is in heaven, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for our new mercies, God, that we had for today, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you. I praise you, God, for you are worthy to be praised, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for Pastor BJ, Lord God. Father, I thank you for connecting me to this set of equals, God. Lord God, help me to soar right along with them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to supply to every need according to your riches and glory, Lord God. Lord, you know every petition that your people have before you, Lord God. Lord, you're able to do any and everything but fail, Lord. Lord, I ask this in all things in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Rachel, you can't, your line's not open.
I'm praying. Y'all can't hear me?
Oh, that line wasn't open. I had the other line open, thought that was yours. but it wasn't. Okay, go ahead.
Father God, I touch and agree with every prayer that has already went up, God. Don't let one touch the ground, God. Let it come to manifestation, Father God. Lord, we thanking and praising you for everything, God. We thanking you for waking us up this morning, closing our right mind, use of our limbs, God. Sometimes we may have a pain here and a pain there, but God, we give you the glory, God, because it lets us know we got our limbs. Satan, you have no jurisdiction. So you still trying to trespass on God's property. You do take your dirty fists and hands off in the name of Jesus. God said what we bind here on earth, he are binding in heaven. So it is already bound. We are the healed. We are walking in divine health and wealth. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for what you're doing and how you're going to move things, God. God, we see you moving, God. We see you moving things out of the way, God. Oh, God, your word will come to manifestation. God, you did it before. You will turn around and you will do it again because you said you do it again, God. And I believe what you say in your word, God. If you said it, Father, I believe it. For the Israelites, God, you deliver them once. You're going to deliver them again, God. I believe, God, all the sick and the afflicted everywhere, God. I believe, God. I believe that you are that you are. Lord, you are our great big I am. You're the only one that we have to look to, God, and go to, God, in prayer, God. And you will answer our prayers, God. And we believe and we keep the faith in you, God. That we look to the hills, which come in all our help. Lord, yes, it does. We know that. We know that. We know that. We know, God. God, you've done so many marvelous things, God. We done seen some healing that you have done, and you are not finished yet. The enemy is just trying to get us to give up. I refuse to give up. I refuse. My hands, I need to work for the Lord. Loose my left hand, Satan, in the name of Jesus. You have no jurisdiction. So I got work to do for the Lord. I ain't got time to play. I ain't got time to wait. So I ain't got time. I got to stay in the word and stay on my knees. I got to stay prayed up because I don't know who's going to come my way that needs to know that Jesus is that he is. That he is our everything. He can straighten it out. He can turn it around and mean it for our good. I done seen him do it. That's how I know that. I know that. I know that he can and he will. And he's still the same God. He will never change on us. Men and women may change on us, but Jesus, he will never change on us. He'll keep loving us. Even his children, the children of God, will never change on us. They'll love us on and on and on. They'll tell you when you're right and when you're wrong. Come on, baby. You can make it, though. Come on, let's turn around. Let's go this way. Yay, God, to the word of God. Yay, God, thank you, Holy Ghost. I thank God for this program. I thank God for Blog Talk Radio. I thank God for Mother Hubbard. I thank God for, hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God for all the saints and the missionaries on here for encouraging me, keeping me, keeping on, no matter what. No matter what come my way, I know depend on Jesus. Stay still, be still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Keep my mouth shut. Sometimes God will say, shh, just be quiet. I got this. I got it. Just be quiet and see God move. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we thank you tonight for being God. We know who you are. We know who we belong to. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Just having that personal relationship with it. Woo, yeah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we thank you for that, God. Lord, we thank you, Father. We thank you for our enemies, God. You said bless your enemies, God. Lord, we thank you, God. You said you let us trample amongst snakes and serpents, God. Lord, I thank you, God, because I believe what you say in your word, God. I take you at your word, Father. We walk by faith and not by sight. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I just thank you, God. I thank you for what you're doing in my life right now, God. I thank you, God. No matter what it is, God, I'm looking to you, God. I'm looking, I'm seeking, I'm searching, God. Oh, yeah, God, I'm searching in the word of God to find myself. Where am I at? In you, God. I want to go higher, Baba Shikidiyasi. I want to go all Baba Shikidiyasi. I want to be all that you want me to be, God. Oh, yeah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Give me the words to say, God. Lord, yes, God. Not say on my own, God. I can do nothing on my own, but I can do all things through you, Jesus, who strengthened me. I can do all things who taught through me, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. When we get on one accord, then God said, then we will see the movement. can feel the spirit of the Lord everywhere you at. No matter where you're at, you can feel the spirit of it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, I thank you how that word just stirred me, up, just kept stirring me, all through the day. Yay, God, thank you, Lord. Eating and digesting the word of God, keeping it on the inside. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for everything that you're doing, God. God, we thank you for the healing of coronavirus, God. That's not too hard for you, God. Lord, we thank you for authorized bursitis and all that other mess, copper tone. It's not too hard for you, God. God, we thank you for the new kidney that you gave out, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We see your manifestation, God. We thank you, God, in advance. We thank you, Jesus. We're going to keep on thanking you in advance for what you already done, for what you said in your word that you would do, God, and we believe and keep the faith, God. Keep our faith in you and trust you. Trust you in everything, not one thing, but everything that we come up against and just see God bring us out. Lord, we thank you. And I thank you for the healing for each and every one that needs healing on this land and the ones I don't even know, God, everywhere in this world, God. Lord, I thank you for doing it, God. Lord, I thank you for loosening the bars that the ones that have not done nothing, Lord, let them be set free, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for doing it. You are God just like that. And those that are cold, God, I ask you to keep them warm, God. Put your loving arms around them, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for doing it, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God for bringing my sister through surgery. We have been praying for my sister. She came through surgery terrific. She's doing fine. Thank you, Jesus. She's done went back for her first pre-op. Everything is good and in place, God, in her neck. God, we thank you, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for being such a mighty good God. God, we thank you, God. Lord, keep her, Lord Jesus. Lord, teach her, Lord Jesus. Don't turn her loose, God. I'm about shining the estate until she come out all the way in, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise it.
Praise the Lord. We bless the Lord. Praise God. I'm trying to see if Pastor came on. Bless the Lord. In the meanwhile, bless the Lord. We're going to have to go ahead and take prayer requests because she didn't come on. I thought that she was on. Bless the Lord. So we're going to have to go ahead and prepare ourselves to take prayer requests. Wait a minute. If someone else just came on. Amen. I'm going to have to ask my sister to go ahead and pray. I know I'm putting you on the spot real quick, like Prophetess Noon, but would you pray? I have a situation I need to take care of. So would you go ahead and pray at this time?
Okay, praise God. Yeah, you're going to probably hear cars and everything because I'm just out in the street. Father God, we thank you. Praise you, Lord God, for this day, our life, our health, our strength. Thank you, Lord God, for your grace and mercy and your loving kindness. Let me go over here. Lord God, we thank you, God, for all the prayers that's already gone up. I ask that you forgive me, Lord God, for anything that I've said or done wrong that's been displeasing to your sight in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just praise God for that you bless each and every one on this prayer line, that God, that you continue to meet their needs. Lord God, you know, God, what each and every one is going through. Lord God, even prayer requests that may be said or may not be said, Lord God, you know and hear all, and you know what's going on. You know the beginning as well as the end. I pray, God, that you give them direction and which way to go and how to go about things in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that they have a listening ear, God, to be obedient to your word, not only to hear it, but, Lord God, to be obedient in the name of Jesus. Praying, Lord God, for all the ministers of the gospels, Lord God, all around the world, God, for everything, God, that they may be having to go through. We thank you, God, for being in a country, Lord, with freedom, Lord God, to be able to minister and preach and teach the word of God. But there's so many places, God, that are still struggling, that are still having a hard time, God being able to do so with Christianity without persecution. So, God, we're praying for those things right now in the name of Jesus. They stand steadfast and they don't waver in the name of Jesus. And even right here in our own country, Lord God, with everything, God, that people are seeing and they're going through, some folks, God, are just getting to the point where they're getting tired and they just don't know what else to do. And so many people are now coming up with so many other issues, God, with mental health or what have you, and also going to the pastors and the ministers, and they're also having to deal with so much. They're not being able to cast. They're not casting their cares back unto you and releasing those things, oh God. So they're also getting tired and wavered in their own spirits in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we're praying for them, God, that they will be able to stand fast. Don't move. Don't waver, Lord God, that they be like that tree planted by the waters right now. Lord God, that they again take root, God. Be re-strengthened, restored in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we're praying, God, for the school systems right now, God, with everything that has been going on and taking place. We pray, Lord God, that you continue to bless and cover our children, God, as they go in and out, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the colleges as well as even the elementary schools, Lord God. Our God, I pray, God, that you bless them. Lord God, our young youth, God, they're just hanging out on the street, don't seem to know, like feeling like they're lost. What's the use with everything that's happening? I pray, Lord God, that you give them hearts, desires, and passions. And, Lord God, put people in their place, in their lives, Lord God, to help them, God, to achieve their dreams. And, Lord God, even talents and things, God, that they didn't even realize that they had embedded in them. But because somebody took the time out and was able to reach them, God, I pray, God, for that in the name of Jesus. Praying, Lord God, for salvation, Lord God, for everyone. Lord God, I pray, God, that you continue to bless, God, as my cousin is going through right now. And she's had, well, all, both sides of the family, but even my cousin right now, who's about to have a memorial service for her father in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, you continue to strengthen her, encourage her, God, and everything, God, that she's having to go through. And even afterwards, God, that having to really, when it really hits home, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for the family, Lord God, that have lost their mother, God, their grandmother, their auntie, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, that you bless them and encourage them, God, in the name of Jesus. Even Talia, I'm putting up a special prayer even for her because I was thinking about her this morning, how she's having to put in, trying to make sure the programs are done, the slideshows and the memory book. So right now, God, she is definitely in business mode. But, Lord God, when it comes down to it all, when it's done and finished, Lord God, I pray, God, that she'll be able to not only have to deal with the joy of being able to accomplish and be able to do well by her grandmother, but, Lord God, that she also be able to have a moment of grief as well in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I pray that you strengthen each and every one of them. My cousin, D, God, is just devastated right now. She even just lost her dog. Lord God, some people may not look at it as a thing of grief, but, Lord God, she's had him for so long and lost him in the way that she did. I pray, God, that you even comfort her heart. I pray, God, for salvation, Lord God, for all of our family, our friends, everyone that we know. I pray, God, for blood covering over our neighborhoods, Lord God, our community, in the name of Jesus. God, that you keep and bless them. In the name of Jesus, and God, we give you the honor, the glory, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, we do pray tonight, and thank you for all that you've already done and all the prayers that went forth. And so as we come in your presence tonight, we want to thank you in advance for some of these prayer warriors, glory to God, that stand in the gap and been standing, glory to God, firmly on so much and even got situations going on in their own lives. But I'm praying even all the things that we hear that our heart would not be troubled, that we stand on your word and cast these cares upon you. Thank you for Alicia, Sister Alicia, praying, and that you cover under the blood while she travels on that road up there and protect and keep her alert in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, all the things that are going on, God, we know you know in advance. And you said that you're omnipotent. The word let us know that you're omnipotent. I'm not present. Nothing goes on without you knowing about it. So as we come before you now, we are praying in advance for healing, deliverance, encouragement, salvation, and glory God for peace and joy, and praying glory God for wisdom. And in the midst of all of the dilemmas, God, help us to learn how to wait on you and trust you that you're going to turn it around, especially for the believers, and work it for the good. So as we come in your presence now, we still want to have thanksgiving. We still want to say glory to your name. We still want to be able to trust you. We still want to be able to look to the hills which cometh our help and realize our help coming from the Lord. We're praying right now, whatever the enemy is already plotting and planning, that you just, that the Lord, that God would bless and move miraculous in advance. Even we don't know what tomorrow holds.
We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know you hold tomorrow. In the name of Jesus, bless the holy name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, for these, Lord God, dear people. And as we take these prayer requests, we believe in God for divine touch and healing. We pray, glory to God, still yet for Brother Black tonight, for glory to God, Sister Pastor Bird, glory to God, even though we hadn't been, we pray all is well with wherever she is. We pray, glory to God, for Pastor Burton, praise God. We pray, glory to God, for you to bless Sister Jenkins, God, and bless and Sister Noel, God, and even Sister Jenkins. Amen. I mean, Sister Simpson, as we hadn't heard from her, we pray, God, that you will move in a miraculous way. And, God, all of those that are hurting now for whatever the different situations and circumstances, that you move in a miraculous way. Bless you, and we honor you in Jesus' name. Right now, the door is line will be open for any of those, glory to God, the desire to have their prayer request known. In Jesus' name. So if anyone don't have a prayer request,
I'm asking for prayer, please. Today is my friend and Sister Wilhelmina King is on the line. She's usually on the line. Her birthday is today. And this is the sister that we prayed for in July as she lost her husband. I'd ask you all to join me in wishing her happy birthday and praying for her continued strength and growth in Jesus, that she grows stronger and stronger and is able to cope with all of the things that are coming upon her as she has lost her husband, and a lot falls on her now. And I ask for prayer for her and just so anybody else that's on the line that has a birthday, happy birthday to you.
Okay, then go ahead.
I'm supposed to sing it.
Happy oh, you birthday. Said join you with singing. You're
it's
supposed
singing.
To join you, so I thought you were going to start okay. it.
All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to
Wilhelmina. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you.
May God bless you.
Praise God. Amen. Father, we ask you to bless her for her birthday and pray that no matter what she's gone through, that you'll give her the strength to be able to look to you as the author and the finisher of her faith in you and restore the joy, the peace, and cancel the assignment of the enemy of everything that he's called himself trying to bind her up within the name of Jesus. Or open doors, make ways, and strengthen her and encourage her heart.
Ooh, yes.
God, that she may be able to stand. Don't forget that piece. Don't forget to her glory to God. Don't forget, glory to, I mean, help her not to forget, glory to God, that he said that he'll never leave her. Oh, I'm sorry. That he'll never leave her nor forsake her. So, God, I'm praying, glory to God, that you will turn some things around. And what an enemy meant for evil, God, you still give her the strength and the courage to know that God bless her and he got a purpose yet for her life. I pray, glory to God, that you raise her up and let her know, glory to God, to not to look down but to look up. Help her to know, glory to God, that there is still a plan for her life and that you so said that plan is good, not for evil, to give her that expected end, to bless her and to prosper and to strengthen her. God, we're praying that you open doors and make ways, and God, send her help, God, wherever that she may need some help. Oh, God, bless in the financial part. Bless in the part where she needs some encouragement from somebody, or even with her family and others, glory to God. Help them to be considered and concerned, glory to God. Help her to be able to release those things on her heart to the Lord. You said in your word, let not your heart be troubled, but believe in you. And you said you came of the bound of the broken heart and set the captive free. So, God, we just praying for her strength now and her courage to continue to live. God want her to live and not die and declare the will of the Lord. So I'm asking you, Lord, to help her in her endeavors every day. In Jesus' name we pray. We bind you up, Satan. Our glory is coming under depression, oppression, and anything that you're saying that's contrary to the will of the Lord. We take authority over you right now in Jesus' name. And let the peace of God rule and abide in her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Beautiful. Beautiful prayer.
Praise God. Anyone else?
This is Laura. I have two procedures that's going to take place next Monday, and I want y'all to pray for me.
This is the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
Mother,
ma'am.
Will you request for Laura?
Yes, ma'am, I'll be glad to. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence right now. We thank you that you are the living God, the great I am that I am, the God that's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask and think. We thank you, Lord God, that you know the request that Sister Laura has asked for. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that she's one of your children. And we know that you want the very best for her. And we thank you, Lord God, that as she goes to, for her procedures on next, I believe she said next Monday.
Yes.
And
yes,
we pray in Christ Jesus that you're going to be there in the room with her. Regulate every cell in her body, Lord God. We pray that no high blood pressure, no high, Lord God, anything out of whack. We pray that you're going to be with the doctors, Lord God, who needs to do the procedure. We pray that there's not going to be any complications. We cancel any plots, assignments, or traps the enemy is trying to secretly plot. We plead the blood of Jesus against that. We say no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We pray, Father God, that, hallelujah, she'll be able to come through. If she must need go through the procedure, she's not going through it alone, but you're going to be with her every step of the way. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that sometimes we may have to go through certain situations, but you remind us that we are never alone, and you will always be with us from point A to point B all the way to point Z. You'll be right there with us, and you'll give us a good report. So we pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you bring Sister Laura through this procedure that she has to have next week. And we thank you in advance for letting it, Lord God, be without any complications, and, Lord God, be with her doctors as well. Give her your peace, Lord God, that peace that surpasses all understanding, letting her know that as long as you're going to be with her, she's going to make it through it in Jesus' name. We love you in advance, and we thank you in advance for what you're doing in her life. Bless her in a special way in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Bless God. Amen. Anyone else with a prayer request before we close? And I thank Mother Willett already for praying for me for the appointment that I have for this week already. So we thank God for that's already covered. So does anyone else have one? Okay, then. Since we don't have no more other prayer requests, we pray also and thank the Lord for Mother Alexander. Evidently, she might be having or her other meeting that she had through the night. But in the meantime, we thank God to ask you to continue to touch her body as we bless the Lord and thank God for touching Mother McCormick, glory to God, and bringing her through that COVID too, as well as and Pastor Bird, God, how you blessed her and healed her. We thank God for all of that too as well.
Amen.
Who is that?
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not in the bathroom. I'm not in the bathroom, but in the back, someone say I'm here. So okay.
Oh, yeah.
All righty. Well, in the meantime, if there is nothing else to go over that we have to cover, we know I have to inform you later because we haven't set any meetings up for this month yet for later. So we thank God for the word last night. Thank God for the prayer tonight and pray God's continued blessings and strength and encouragement to each one of you all. And we bless God. We bind Satan up in all his little cords, every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme, untimely death, anything that he has. Glory to God that try to come up against our lives and our families or even in the ministry. We rebuke, bind, and loose him from his assignment. We pray for those that are less fortunate to have and pray for those that don't know him in the heart of the sins that God take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, and open the ears and heart that they may receive. And we pray for the backslider, too, God, that you deal with their heart and you will turn their lives back around unto the Lord in the name of Jesus. And thank God every day for his goodness, his mercy. Hallelujah. And how he opened our eyes and bless us and touch us and strengthen us and heal us and deliver us and open doors and make ways. God, help us not to take it for granted. We love you. We appreciate you. And we pray, glory to God, for even those that are in a financial crisis right now, that we will stand on your word, that you said you will supply our needs according to your riches and glory, and you are our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In Jesus' name, we bless you and we honor you and we glorify your holy name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right. Pray blessings upon you. Have a wonderful night and blessings for throughout the week, and we'll look forward to hearing from you. Praise God. And next time we meet, glory to God, on next Monday, we bless God for you and pray all your endeavors. Be blessed and be encouraged. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Love
y'all so much.
Love you too. Mean it.
Did you at any time observe Mrs. Self in the commission of any act or deed to indicate that she did in fact know that her husband was alive? No, I have. I don't read anything out.
Sure, I see.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
completed your very protective. So I'm sure you can be most helpful. You told us that Jesus is
right.
Well, he went in with some strong energy. So he didn't know what
happened. He said that he had some kind of amnesia. Did he tell that to first sentence also?
No, he didn't say much. But he did.
Amnesia. She was scared. That's her husband. This was, of course,
where I was.
That's right.
She felt that she had been taken as by the ghost of the
man. Right.
And she did.